the news gets complicated, you need better questions.
It's just a fact that Tony Fauci, not the guy I'm talking with, but Tony Fauci, the person in people's mind, is now an impediment to public health because people won't listen to you.
You know, with all due respect, I just completely disagree with that premise because there are an awful lot of people who do listen, who do the right thing from a public health standpoint.
Hugh Hewitt. Weekdays, 2 to 4 on News Radio 92.3. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay. Now we have Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News with, it sounds like a lot of things happening in Gulf Breeze. Lisa, what's the latest?
You know, there's always a lot of stuff going on. We have a newspaper coming out every week, and we always have more news than we can put print. There's
wow.
Just so much going on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So right now the headline is that some people who live in the Tiger Point area, especially in Victorian Village, they are wanting everyone to come tonight to a meeting at the county to oppose a 150-foot communications tower, which they say is going to be built in an area that's going to possibly create flooding for them, and also just be an eyesore right behind their residential property. So we've got people talking about that, and that's tonight, and it's going to be at the, it's going to be at the Board of County Commission's boardroom in Milton at 5 o'clock. So if you have a dog in that hunt or you just, you know, want to hear what's going on, you should show up and find out about that.
Okay. Yeah, those are always interesting conversations.
And it's going to be unadorned, but the people that are putting it up say, well, this will prevent us from having to build multiple towers.
Okay.
If we have this one tower, it's 150 feet tall. So, you know, this will be better than having a bunch of them. And they also say that there's going to be no risk of flooding. So, you know, you need to hear what they have to say and see who you think is right.
Yeah, be informed. So, it's very important.
Yeah.
So what else is happening?
We have got in our paper this week a wonderful primary election guide. So if you have not voted yet because you're thinking, I don't know these people, there's just too many on the ballot, I can't decide, look inside the Gulf Breeze News today, tomorrow, before you vote, and take a look. You can compare the people that are running side by side. So we've got in there the people who are wanting to represent you in Congress, in the State House, County Commission, and School Board. And there are a lot of people, and it's kind of confusing, but you can kind of look at their qualifications side by side and figure out who you think is going to do the best job.
Yeah, it's very important to get educated about the candidates and the issues. So that is a tremendous resource to have.
Absolutely. The other thing is people who are in the Santa Rosa County area, they have been hearing about this project forever. They probably didn't really pay attention to it. It's called the RIBS Project, and it is to get the effluent that is currently being discharged into Santa Rosa Sound, redirected to the Eglin Air Force Base property. I have been hearing about this thing for, it seems like decades. And it's finally going to go to phase two. They got a $15 million grant $15 million grant to help move that project along, and also includes some information about septic to sewer in Gulf Breeze and different areas that they're trying to convert these septic systems, which are old and possibly leaching into the ground, into sewer systems. So information about that. So these grants will help you. If you don't take the opportunity when they give you the grant, you want to wait till later, then you have to shoulder all of the financial burden yourself. So there is a good incentive to do that.
Gotcha. All right. Give us an update on back to school. How are things going with that?
Well, Soundside High School started off, and that was their first day of the new school. And so we had ninth graders and 10th graders going down there, And everything seemed to be going smoothly. I've also spoken to some of the principals here in Gulf Breeze, and they said, you know, there was like one day that they had kind of an issue with the bus, but that's it. It's been a really, really smooth start to school, and we're really glad about that.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
Yeah. Now, there was another thing I wanted to mention. Chloe Vines, she was a long-term teacher in Gulf Breeze Elementary School. She passed away, kind of sadly this week. And before she died, though, she set up a program that would help teachers get the money to buy the things that they need for their classroom. We do have information about that in the paper and also a link so that if you wanted to donate to that. It's a wonderful legacy for her to help her fellow teachers. So it makes something, you know, kind of a silver lining out of the tragedy of her death.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a tremendous legacy.
Yes, it is. We also have got information about the Gators, which are starting their football season. Of course, we've got, can't remember what else is on the list.
So
remind
much.
Me what else is on my list. Oh, the Card Clash.
Card Clash, yes.
So, yeah, the Card Clash happened last week. That was something at the Gulf Breeze Community Center, first time they've ever put this on. Basically, some people who are collectible enthusiasts decided, hey, let's do something in Gulf Breeze. Well, it had a huge turnout. Over 90 vendors came out to rent booths and trade Pokemon cards and different collectibles. And it was a fundraiser for the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce.
Oh.
So they really expected to have maybe 60. You know, they were kind of hoping they would have 60. They had 90.
Wow.
So very, very popular.
That's awesome.
And a great fundraiser for the Gulf Breeze Optimist Club. And they do such a wonderful job because all the money that they raise is donated back into the community to youth programs. So they help, you know, with scholarships, with school sports or anything that kids need. So they're a really good group. They give money away every meeting to somebody deserving.
Yeah, no, they do fantastic work supporting folks in the community. And I see you've got September Splash Magazine coming out soon. Anything exciting happening there?
Oh, well, gosh. Splash Magazine is the place to go if you want to do anything in the area, if you want to know what's happening as far as entertainment-wise and your free time. You know, if you like to fish, we have a wonderful fishing column that tells you what's biting this time of year. What you need to fish with, what kind of lures, what kind of bait, where to go. Splash Magazine has got information about bands on the beach and eating, if you want to go out to eat, or restaurants that are new, or recipes, books to read, Facebook streaming, this reviews of streaming shows, because there's just so many.
Right.
You don't really know what to watch. So we've got people who will review those things for you and tell you whether they're worth your time or not. And that's really nice because sometimes you'll get involved in something and you can really waste a lot of time.
Right. Yeah. It's nice to have that resource.
If you weren't watching, you keep thinking it's going to get better, but it doesn't.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Lisa Newell with the Gulf Breeze News, for joining us today. Check them out for the latest happenings in Gulf Breeze. And I'm going to kick it over to PJ now for traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Florida West Economic Development Alliance, working to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grow Escambia County's tax base. Take a look at the big board. Still dealing with that vehicle crash and injuries in roadblock, U.S. 29 at Tate School Road in Cantonment. Use caution through that area. Also have a vehicle crash in roadblock Overlook Drive right next to Florida West High School. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, folks. This is your Congressman Jimmy Petronas. I'd like to think I'm a pretty nice guy, but right now the truth is I'm not feeling so nice. In fact, I am madder than a hornet, and here's why. Social media is harming our children. Kids are being manipulated by AI chatbots. Some have encouraged kids to harm themselves. Others have even committed suicide. Do you think fentanyl is dangerous? Some of these AI programs are what I call digital fentanyl. They're designed to get our kids hooked. I'm Jimmy Petronas, and I am fighting to change our laws so big tech will pay the price for what they're allowing our kids to see and do. Big tech must not be allowed to hunt our kids online and hook them to this digital fentanyl. We must stop these monsters from hurting our kids. And with your help, we will. I'd be honored to have your vote this primary day, August the 18th. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronus, Inc.
Hey, we've got kind of a new advertiser on the show. The name is Ace Unlocks, a fantastic company with a terrible, or at least a terribly misleading name. I was talking to Chris Rona, the owner, the other day, and he's like, Andrew, we've been doing this for a long time. We started by opening people's car doors for students who got locked out of their cars on campus at UWF in 1998. Basically, we were running our operation with a 89 4Runner and an 89 Mustang, a pager, and a payphone. And they'd page us, and we'd call them and come open their car for them. And that was a great business. We didn't think it'd be anything. We thought it'd be a couple a month. It turned out to be about two a day, a very common problem. And we still to this day do it. It used to be $20. Now it's $25. But we try to keep prices low for the students. In any case, people think that's us because it's in our name. And it's kind of my fault because that's how we started. But today we do so much more. Basically anything connected to locks. So key fobs, modern cars, you know, laser cut keys, programming the fob. We have all the machines, all of the computers, all of the access to the software that the dealers use, and of course, we'll do it quite a bit cheaper. So you lose one, you damage one, you only got one when you bought it, you want a second one. If it stopped working for whatever reason, and I know because I went there to get a key fob made for me, and it was great, easy. They're totally awesome to work with, and I saved money. Residential locks, business locks, anything that deals with locks, Ace Unlocks. 505-7545 or stop by 125 Airport Boulevard, right where Airport meets the train tracks. Plus, if you mention my name, Andrew McKay, you'll get 10% off.
Summer is here and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As Florida parents, we have a choice about where our children receive their education. I'm a mom of four, and I've chosen Santa Rosa County Public Schools for my family. That's why I'm running for school board. I have a vested interest in making sure our children receive a quality education. I'll be your advocate in our community, promoting transparency, fiscal responsibility, and a brighter future for every student. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston. I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Hi, this is Jeff Culhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. This is News Radio 92.3, your home for the Noles. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, sitting in for Andrew McKay. And now we are joined by Andrew Wiggins. He is the elections guru for the Florida Chamber of Commerce, going to give us an update on what's happening statewide in the elections. Andrew, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Todd. It's always great to talk to you and talk to people in Pensacola. And we're in the midst of the political season. Less than a week away from our primary, where we'll determine who the nominees are for Republicans and Democrats. Most notably, some top of the ticket races, governor, U.S. Senate, the cabinet, which includes the chief financial officer, commissioner of agriculture, and attorney general. Not to mention the legislative races, local races. It'll be a busy year.
Yeah, indeed. We'll have a change in who the governor is. That'll be interesting. And those other cabinet races that are up as well. What are you seeing in terms of turnout statewide so far in the primary?
What we've seen some parts of the country where in primaries you've seen more energy on the Democratic side. We have not seen that yet here in Florida. We anticipate it coming, a lot more energy coming from Democrats once it's a two-person race. Moving in to the general election. Right now, Republicans have done extremely well. Their numbers have been, through early voting. Historically, Republicans dominated the vote by mail, but then over the last 10 years, we've seen that transition where some Republicans have questions over mail ballots, and now Republicans have moved to those who vote early, which is happening right now in the state of Florida, and those who like to vote on Election Day, which will be next Tuesday. Remember to get out and vote.
Yes, yes. Very, very important. So hold on just a second, Andrew. We're going to send it over to PJ for traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. U.S. 29 southbound at Tate School Road in Cantonment. The roadway is blocked there, and also seeing some backups on U.S. 29. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thank you, PJ. We're talking to Andrew Wiggins with the Florida Chamber of Commerce. We're talking 2026 elections. And, Andrew, it's going to be an interesting election year. As you mentioned nationally, Democrats are seeing a lot of momentum, but you said you're not seeing that so much in Florida. Do you expect that to change as we head towards the general election?
I think you'll see Democrats get more energized when it's a two-person race. Most probably the presumptive nominees look like they'll be Byron Donalds as a Republican and David Jolly, the Democrat. What Democrats face in Florida is an uphill battle. There are 1.5 million more registered Republicans than Democrats. Historically, if we take a little fast track back when Barack Obama was last elected president in 2012, Democrats had almost a 560,000 voter advantage. So we've seen quite a significant shift in Florida from being that purple state to being some version of a red state. So, but we anticipate it getting closer once, you know, it's out there, because right now in primaries, Democrats don't have anyone to really vote against here in Florida. You know, they're voting for their nominees. They can't vote against anything that they foresee coming from Washington or nationally.
Gotcha. So interesting dynamic in that regard. So we'll have the cabinet races. We'll have the U.S. Senate race. But we also have some issues that will be on the ballot. Talk about some of the constitutional amendments that y'all are tracking and any information you want to share about that with our listeners.
Well, yeah, the most notable one will be the property tax amendment, which we'll see what happens there. Most recently, a district court ruled that the ballot language was not forthcoming and correct. The governor announced the state would not appeal, and so the attorney general has until Friday to correct that language.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Friday. Okay. So I knew it was coming up.
Friday. This Friday. Yeah.
All right.
This Friday. It's when the attorney general has to submit new language for the court to approve.
Okay.
There's two other amendments that were put on by the legislature. One has to do with agricultural lands, and the other has to do with spending. So, those are, at face value, reading them, they're complicated amendments to even understand, but like those are ones the legislature put on. So then we have three amendments on the ballot.
Okay, so that's not too bad. Some years it seems like there's 10 or 12, and so that's
we've
not...
had 13 before. I think there was 13 one year after the Constitution Revision Commission. So, I just want to reiterate just how important this election is. Most people get all excited about the presidential race because it's the glamour that comes with it. But truthfully, your governor, your cabinet, your legislature, your city council, city commission, county, those are your most important races for you personally. They're the ones who determine how our kids are educated, what our roads are like, what our taxes are like. So it really hits people closer to home.
Right. Yeah, no, it's very important. As you said, we're still in the primary. You can early vote up until through Saturday, and then next Tuesday you can vote at your precinct on Election Day. If people want to learn more about the Florida Chamber and your stances and education that y'all provide, where can they find that?
flchamber.com, and you can look for there's an elections tab or a political tab. If you do that, please hop on there and take a look. You know, we'll put out an election guide as well that people can take a look at and see what people we like for office, as well as how who's actually up for election as well. It's a great nonpartisan tool.
So when do you expect to put that out?
That'll be out shortly after Labor Day. So, at the primary end of next week. And then it'll take a little time. Shortly after Labor Day, it'll be out. So,
okay. All right. So, yeah, we'll be sure to share that at the Pensacola Chamber once that's available. It's a good tool to educate folks It's important to know what the issues are, where the candidates stand, and all that. So, again, Andrew Wiggins with the Florida Chamber of Commerce, thank you for joining us on the Pensacola Morning News and updating us on all the election activities in Florida.
Absolutely. Anytime, Todd, please. I'd love to talk to you guys after the primary, too, as we hone in on this general election.
All right. Yeah, we got you down. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, man.
All right. Again, I'm Todd Thompson, sitting in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A big shakeup at the White House. Caroline Leavitt leaving her post as press secretary at the end of the month to focus on taking care of her kids.
The president says Caroline will now be one of my top outside advisors and an influential voice within the Republican Party as we work to defy history and conclusively win the midterm elections.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Now the Department of Homeland Security is going to provide electric shock gloves to immigration enforcement agents. Border Czar Tom Homan told Fox.
So the glove is, you know, the latest thing they're looking at to help in situations. You've seen the videos in the past year and a half, the fights on the street where officers are overwhelmed. This would be a tool they can use to make someone compliant.
But the ACLU is calling all of this a recipe for harm to the public. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 87 degrees now. We've got partly cloudy skies, and we'll get a look at our forecast here in just a couple of minutes. Well, Pensacola police had an unusual call yesterday. A pig named Wilbert got loose in East Pensacola Heights.
He was spotted by an officer up around, I think it was East Pensacola Heights. We got him into the back of a cruiser. He liked that a lot because it was air conditioned, and found out that his name was Wilbert, and finally found out where he belonged, and that he just took a temporary, you know, that the little pig's supposed to stay at home, and this one did not, but we eventually got him back there. And when the officers got him back there, he didn't want to come out of the cruiser. It's not nice and air-conditioned back there. So he was lured out by some double-stuffed Oreo cookies, and he's back home, and everybody's happy.
And that's PPD's Mike Wood, who says Wilbert was polite and cooperative throughout the ordeal and didn't give officers too hard of a time. He's now back home and doing well. It's the third pig incident that PPD has dealt with in recent memory. Well, turnout continuing to climb ahead of next week's primary election in Escambia County. Nearly 20,000 of the county's roughly 204,000 active voters have cast ballots, putting turnout at just under 10%. With most of those votes coming in by mail. In Santa Rosa County, more than 9,000 of the county's nearly 142,000 active voters have voted so far. Current turnout is at 6.5%. Both counties continue early voting ahead of Election Day on August 18th. Senator Richard Blumenthal's pressing the Navy for answers about conditions aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln, which is now sailing towards its ninth month of extended deployment in the Middle East. This comes after reports that multiple sailors have attempted to go overboard amid concerns over water access, plumbing, and mental health support. The Navy disputes those specific claims, saying it has not identified an increase in reported suicidal thoughts or attempts, while acknowledging the strain of long deployments and some disruptions in mail and resupply. Blumenthal wants details on why the deployment keeps getting extended and how the Navy plans to sustain carrier presence in the region moving forward. Well, former Century Mayor Luis Gomez Jr. has died at the age of 62. Gomez stepped into the role as interim mayor back in 2023 after Ben Boutwell's resignation, later winning election unopposed twice before resigning himself in 2025 for medical reasons. During his time in office, Gomez helped to save the town thousands of dollars through insurance changes and outsourced management of the wastewater treatment plant. He was first elected to the town council back in 2017. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. Well, two Escambia County schools are trying something new this year. Students return to class.
A couple of different things at Longleaf Elementary School. This will be the first year that they are a K through 7 school. And then at Pensacola High School, we have a middle school academic scholars program is starting. That's for 7th and 8th graders that will be on the high school campus.
And that's Superintendent Keith Leonard. He talked to Channel 3 yesterday. He says it's part of the district's push to keep evolving. Escambia County students return to class Wednesday. Students in Santa Rosa County, we're back in the classroom as of Monday morning. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries at US 29 at Tate Road, Tate School Road in Cantonment. Road is blocked, so just use caution going through that area. Also have a vehicle crash, US 90 at Avalon Boulevard in Milton. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather today, we are looking at some dangerously hot conditions today. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny, though. Temperatures around 95. Heat index values all the way up to 110 today. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory in effect until 8 tonight. Tonight, mostly clear, low down to about 80. Friday, even hotter. Sunny skies, high of 95. Heat index up to 110. And it's 8:35. Taking a look at your money now this hour. At the opening bell on Wall Street, our markets are up. The Dow's up 107.5 points at 53,877.89. S&P 500 up just under a half percent, 77,80.87. NASDAQ up 129.715 at 26,718.203. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate, it is down just a little bit today at 4.64%. Gold price is down 23.20, 44.44.90. Silver down 39 cents at 65.30. And looking at those oil prices, West Texas Intermediate down 236, trading 80.91 a barrel. Brent crude down 226 at 86.72 a barrel today. Take a look at our gas prices. The national average for a gallon of regular is up just a bit today at $4.07 for a gallon of regular. Now, prices not nearly that expensive. Around here, our local prices in Escambia County averaging about $3.54 a gallon. Santa Rosa County averaging about $3.63 per gallon. The producer price index, a key inflation measure, was unchanged for July after a revised 0.1% drop in June. Markets had expected the index, which measures prices received by producers for goods and services, would increase by 0.2%. Numbers released today by the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that food prices fell nearly 1%, while a 3.1% drop in energy prices was offset by increases in the costs of construction and services. A winning ticket was sold in Illinois for last night's Powerball drawing.
Check your pockets or your purse. The massive jackpot has a cash value of more than $450 million. One ticket sold in Massachusetts ended up being worth $2 million, while million-dollar winners were also sold in Arizona, California, North Carolina, and Florida. I'm Monica Nelson.
Popular streaming platform Twitch is now letting its content creators block Amazon from using their videos to help train its AI models. Twitch announced yesterday that users can now opt out by going to their settings page under security and privacy. Amazon bought Twitch in 2014 and recently confirmed it was using its streamers' content to train generative AI models. And it's 8:38, our next news. 30 minutes, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, if there's anything going on inside your home with kind of the complex systems, electrical, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, a generator, which of course is electrical, hey, you want to call somebody who's going to do it right the first time. Quality people, quality products, quality installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's Peden. Peden has been doing this since 1969, all along the Gulf Coast. You know, initially, it was just air conditioning in Panama City. But pretty quickly, Robert Peden expanded both product lines and geographical area to include Pensacola, all the way to Tallahassee, and then even recently into Baldwin County and into Mobile, and covering all the things all along the Gulf Coast in such a high-quality way. And right now, they want you to think about plumbing and how, you know, little things can become big things. And, of course, your house is working hard all the time to provide you the basic things that you take for granted, all of the air conditioning, the electrical, and the plumbing. And a lot of times it's the little stuff you want to catch before it becomes big things. So right now, get ready for smooth-running back-to-school mornings with a $59 Peden plumbing check. Peden, the pros you can trust. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I will appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is DC Reeves. Together, we are moving Pensacola in the right direction. My priorities are building a healthy economy with good careers and keeping our community safe. I will always support our small businesses and back the blue. Let's keep working as a team to move Pensacola forward. I'm DC Reeves, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
DC Reeves is endorsed by Sheriff Chip Simmons and the Fraternal Order of Police. Paid for by DC Reeves for Mayor.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
You're the co-chair of this political party.
But that excites the minions when they hear that.
Oh,
tax the millionaires.
Well, it sounds good, and then I get free stuff. Yay!
Yeah, but nothing is free, man.
That's when being an adult really is a challenge, huh?
MVR, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, sitting in for Andrew McKay today. And as we all know, it is back to school time, and our next guest is heavily involved with that. She is Jo MacArthur. She runs the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation and is going to give us an update on back to school and all the great activities happening. Jo, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thanks, Todd. I really appreciate you having me this morning. We are off to a big start here in Escambia County. It was pretty quiet in my desk yesterday, which is a good sign. That means lots of good stuff and learning and things are smooth. I didn't hear of any major mishaps or anything that went really wrong, which is the best news on a new school year, first day.
Right, right. Well, yeah, and, that's great to hear.
Go ahead. It is. It's great to hear. It's good news. Everybody was really excited, and at the State of Education luncheon the other day, you could tell the excitement in the room, and everybody's just raring to go now that we are a grade A school district in Escambia County, first time ever since they started doing school grades. It's just electric. And the admin buildings and the schools, everyone is so excited. The bar is set really high now, and we strive to reach that every day in Escambia County.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, first time ever being in an A school district, and we want to keep that momentum going. So tell us, what does the Public School Foundation do? How do you support teachers and students in Escambia County?
Thanks for asking, Todd. We are a 501c3 nonprofit direct support organization of the Escambia County Public School System. What that means is all of our initiatives and all of our funding and programs align with those initiatives and strategic plan of the school district. We have three major programs, actually four, and all of those efforts go towards supporting teachers, schools, and students and families and employees. Two of our largest programs we are in the throes of those right now. One of them is called Grants for Excellence. We are giving away $100,000 in grants to teachers, schools, and departments across the county. That money is matched 50% by a Florida State matching grant program through the Florida State Legislature, and the applications are out, and people, teachers and departments are out there busily writing their grants, and they're blind reviewed, and we'll give away that money right around the 1st of October. The other big thing that's going on right now is Tools for Teachers, our flagship program, an online teacher resource store. It is open to over 3,500 educators throughout Escambia County. We polled the teachers to see what do you most spend your own money to purchase, because we know teachers spend a lot of their own money, averages like $900 nationally. It's crazy. They can go into this online resource store and order the things they need in their classroom, basic school supplies to other non-traditional items like healthy snacks and Ziploc bags and tissues. I heard in the first day 1,800 boxes of tissues were ordered, so that's a lot of runny noses in the school. And that's a free resource to our teachers. In the first 5 days alone, we processed 1,000 orders, which is, for context, we processed 1,800 all of last year, which goes to show the stretch on our teachers. Everybody's wallet is pretty tight these days with the economic environment out there, not only the state and the school system in our county, but also individuals. Our pockets are tighter, and there are a lot of kids in need in Escambia County. So this really hits home with those kids and those teachers right there in their schools. How can we help?
With that in mind, how can someone get involved and help support your mission?
As it pertains to Tools for Teachers, we actually order the supplies at a wholesale negotiated price through our central warehouse, which means for every dollar donated, we are able to purchase $3 retail of supplies. So the biggest thing people can do is donate money. Even a little bit is worth three times that amount to go straight into a classroom into the hands of a student. The other thing that we do is we use volunteers to pack the boxes. We pretty much 95% of the packing is done by groups of volunteers that come in to the warehouse and pack these orders. The warehouse then delivers them to the teachers at their school. So if people would like to donate or volunteer their time, there's two ways to do that. You can go to the school district website and look for the foundation. It's pretty prominent there. You can also go directly to our website, ECPS, that's Escambia County Public Schools, ECPSFoundation.com. You can call our office. The phone number is 850-469-5354. That's 850-469-5354. And talk to Sarah there, and she can get your group signed up or direct you how to donate. But there is a button, donate to the foundation, on the first page of our website. And you have a drop down, and you tell it you want to go to Tools for Teachers, and you can help out. I'd be remiss, Todd, if I didn't mention a couple other programs. Take Stock in Children is one of our major programs. It is a mentor scholarship program for students that normally wouldn't get an opportunity to go to college, and they graduate with a full ride Bright Futures and a laptop. And the other one is employee appreciation. I think it's really important to thank and appreciate employees at every level. We have nearly 6,000 employees in Escambia County, and more than half of them are not in a classroom. So I just think that's important to recognize them.
Yeah, absolutely. So the great ways to support our public school, our educators, our students. So, Joe, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for all the great work that you do. And I'm going to kick it over to PJ for a traffic update.
There is a vehicle crash and injuries, US 29 at Tate School Road in Cantonment. They're saying the roadway's blocked. That's also impacting traffic on 29, so just be aware of that. Also have a vehicle crash, US 90 at Avalon Boulevard in Milton. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
I'm Erin Eiswanger, Republican candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission District 2. I will make sure you, the people, are heard, and the county commissioners work for we, the people, not the developers, special interests, or the political class. I'll work tirelessly to fix our infrastructure, stop irresponsible growth, and grow our economy. I'm Erin Eiswanger, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th. Santa Rosa County will be stronger with Eiswanger.
Paid for and approved by Erin Eiswanger, Republican, Santa Rosa County, District 2.
I don't know about you, but for me, every time I've ever had to buy a car, it's basically been an unpleasant experience. Except one. That one was when I bought from Frontier Motors. And I'll tell you why. Because we went there just trying to test drive a car. We weren't going to buy it. We knew what we needed. Well, we wanted to test drive it to make sure it's what we wanted. When we actually had to replace our Dodge Caravan, maybe about 6 months later, well, they had the Honda Odyssey. It was really hard to find at this particular time to drive one. They had the color we wanted. They had the trim level we wanted. We wound up negotiating a little bit on the price, and we bought it when we weren't really looking. Why? Because they had the exact thing we wanted. It was a great car with like 13,000 miles, and it was a year old, came back from a lease in Orlando. They bought it at auction, and it was just easy. I didn't have to tell anybody my life story. I didn't have to get passed around from this person to that person. All the normal nonsense that you go through in buying cars, didn't have to deal with that. Great quality used cars for excellent prices, and they follow up with you after because they want to make sure you're happy. Like, they treat you like you want to be treated, whereas I know a lot of times when you deal with cars, it's icky, right? Well, don't do that. Go to Frontier, check out the great selection, about 300 good quality cars and trucks on the lot at any given time, and find out why it's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020.
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
Got a question about business, health, or money?
Chances are Meg's already talking to the expert.
Pet Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay. And yeah, you heard the promo for the Chamber Connection show that's coming up Monday at 10. I do want to let you know that we're going to have Laura Swan from UWF. She heads up the workforce development program there. And we're going to be talking about the UWF Talent Catalyst program. So tune in. If you haven't got enough of me this morning, you can tune in Monday at 10. I'll be with Meg. Looking forward to that. So, but it's been great to be here this morning and spend some time with you guys talking about the Chamber of Commerce and all the things that we're doing and get some updates from the business community and from some election information as well. So it's been a lot of fun. But let's kick it over for one last check of traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary, 477-8782. Take a look at the big board. Still dealing with that vehicle crash, US 90 at Avalon Boulevard in Milton. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you again, PJ. Great job. And again, you know, stay safe out there. Kiddos are back in school, so make sure that you're keeping your eyes open and follow those speed zones. Don't want any incidents there. We want to congratulate Escambia County Public Schools for their A grade this past year, and good luck this year in maintaining that. It's very important to us in the business community that we have a strong education system here, and we are blessed with strong public schools. We have a great state college and a great four-year university here. So very, very blessed to have that in our community. Also, just again, a little more information. If you want to find out about the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, our website is pensacolachamber.com. You can learn more about how to become a member there, or you can call 475-4999 and talk to Willa Licata. She will get you all the great information that you need. Again, next Thursday, the 20th, will be at Moorhead Law Group at 5 p.m. for business after hours. They are located on Palafox Street. First Friday of every month, we have Good Morning Pensacola at Scenic Hills Country Club. Doors open at 7:30. Program starts at 8. Usually about 120 business folks at that. Always a great time. But we do ask you to register at PensacolaChamber.com. And then we have our annual meeting coming up on Tuesday, September 8th. It's a lunch event at Sanders Beach. Again, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to register for that. Thank you to Pennair Credit Union, who's the title sponsor for our annual meeting. You will get the updates on our activities from the past year and a look ahead into next year and the things that we'll be doing at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Florida's oldest chamber, founded in 1889. We are very proud of that. Florida's first establishment and Florida's oldest chamber here in Pensacola. It's pretty awesome. So also just, again, want to give a special thanks to Andrew McKay for the opportunity to sit in for him today. That's really an honor. Andrew does a fantastic job every day, and well-deserved break for him. Also want to give a special shout out to Mary and Dave Hoxing, everything that they do for our community, support they provide, whether it's events, whether it's economic development, or just anything that's happening here in our community. They are involved and supportive, and they do a fantastic job. So special thanks to them. Again, thank you, PJ, for your support and getting me through this.
Happy to help.
Right. And thank you to David for getting us the news and all the updates happening. Lots happening in our community and obviously across the country, but again, it's been a pleasure to be here this morning. Again, my name's Todd Thompson. I'm president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And again, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get more information. You can follow us on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn to find out our events. We've got actually have a ribbon cutting here this morning. Looking forward to at 11:30 with Survivor Led Solutions. That's Alicia Tappan and the great work that she does. So We're doing about two or three ribbon cuttings a week now. Lots of new members coming into the chamber, and it's just exciting to see the growth and activity that's happening in our community. And it's all y'all that are making it happen. You're out there every day working hard, bringing it in for us. So thank you so much for what you do, and look forward to seeing y'all again. Remember the Chamber Connection, Monday at 10, right here on Pep Talk. I'm Todd Thompson. Thanks for listening.